Assalamu alaikum. Today we're going to start the tajweed lessons with a very simple rule. Before we start, obviously, there is a condition for these lessons. The condition is that you have to get the pronunciation of the letters up to date and up to speed with a person who's qualified. If you don't do that, then obviously your tajweed is going to be deficient. So first and foremost, you have to get the letters corrected, and the only way to do that is to sit with somebody and recite the letters to them properly. And of course, your actual recitation of the Quran has to be up to speed, and according to how you're supposed to read it, then and only then would you be able to participate in the tajweed lessons. So the first lesson, it's a very simple lesson, it is that you have to make ghunna whenever you come across a noon with a shadda or a meme with a shadda. Okay, so wherever you have a noon with a shadda or a meme with a shadda, you make something which is called ghunna. Now, shadda is also known as tashdeed, and if you don't know what that is, that's basically the W-shaped sign which doubles up the sound of the letter. It combines the letter or joins the letters before it. So the example of that is the surah which we're going to recite now. It has many examples of noon with a shadda on it, and noon with a shadda is where you make ghunna, alright, and meem with a shadda is where you make ghunna. So we are going to recite قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, and I want you to follow looking in the Quran and pay attention to what I do when we come across any letter which has noon with a shadda on it. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Did you see what I did when I came across the noon with a shadda on it? I lengthened it slightly, and this lengthening is called ghunna. Let's hear that again. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. And let's finish off the surah, paying attention to wherever you get a noon with a shadda on it, or a meme with a shadda on it. We're going to recite this surah, and I want you to recite after me. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, malikin nas, ilahin nas, min sharril waswasil khannas, alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas, minal jinnati wan nas. Let's go through that one more time, and I want you to follow along and repeat after me. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, malikin nas, ilahin nas, min sharril waswasil khannas, الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس. من الجنة والناس. I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. As we proceed through the lessons, I want you to put into practice each rule that you learn. And by doing that, slowly and gradually, you will pick up what is known as the beautification of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the tawfiq to read the Quran as it is supposed to be recited. Assalamu alaikum.